Blog Talk Radio.
Are you Rosebud Bitter Dough?
Too crazy.
Well,
God damn it, here we are. we doing it. It's kind of strange, God damn it, the more I think about my nigga, but you know, that's something that we gonna have to live with. You know, this is the flyest goddamn radio show you ever gonna be on. I'm your host, Rosebud Bitter Dose, with Trey Lavish at the helm, making sure everything runs smoothly. What's up, Trey?
What's up, man? Finally get to be back in studio instead of via satellite. Feels good, you know. Got that loud in the air.
Hey, man, you know, I hooked you up with this lady. I'm not going to mention her name. But let me tell you something, man. She creaming on that doggone site, man. Even though it's just a shell of what it, you know, gonna be. But what I'm saying, man, anybody that is thinking about doing some shit, let Trey Lavish do it for you. I'm telling you, man, this motherfucker is on hit. Man,
yeah, man.
What else you got going, Trey?
I put up my TreyLavish.com site so you guys could see what it would look like if you had my Victoria's Secret style website for yourself, selling clothes, maybe cosmetics, you know. There's so many ways you could go with it. Go look at it at treylavish.com, and you're going to see you can have that very same site. Buy it for your girl maybe or something, you know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to tell you, it's a bomb. You get to look at it. All right, let's do this.
Let's get going then, man. You guys, even though this show is not as old as my other show, you know my qualifications, and you might have been on Facebook with me today and the last few days, because every so often I come up with shit, but I be talking about shit that's important to me, and of course, I've been talking about man and what is a man, and on my last show, which was the Ask Rosebud show, I had some dudes that came on talking about pimp shit. Now, I don't really, you know, care what we talk about. But what I do not understand is, why do you think you should come on the Ask Rosebud show and ask a whole bunch of pimp shit, and then when the pimp shit show come on, the motherfuckers don't even be on? Because I remember that the phone number of these two motherfuckers, and I told them to make sure they, you know, be right on the show so I could get right with them, and they not even on here. I don't understand that, man. And I ain't gonna doggone trip with it, because goddammit, I've been in the streets and I've been in the motherfucking schoolhouse, the universities. I got a master's, a PhD in charging motherfucking bitches, a BA in motherfucking sociology. I'm not one of these motherfuckers to care. But I actually do care. This is what's so fucked up. I have that street way about me where I say, fuck it. But then I have this educational part of me that be saying they're not informed. So inform them. And that's what I try to do. So, you know, as you can see, I am qualified to show you the ropes and, you know, how to be down in this game. Now, I don't want you motherfuckers to be afraid to talk to me. But I am going to be serious about the shit we're going to be talking about. This show is being brought to you by AskRosebud.com and DownAndDirty101.com. You can find a lot of information on either one of those sites. That information can help you become who you want to become. But now, I am really happy to say that, you know, even though they've been on sale for a long time, my MP3s, my Ask Rosebud book is really doing good. I'm happy that I made that. And you guys need to always understand when you listen to it, it's like being a fly on the wall, getting to really see and understand how the game go. I'm going to be coming up with a lot more goddamn tools, ride-along series tools, and, you know, just various tools that you can use. Right now, I got a two-for-one sale going. You can get two tools for the price of one. But I'm very serious when I say this. I'm going to come up with a lot of shit in the next few months that's going to be very beneficial to you in action. In action. Not something you could just sit around and listen to or whatever. This is going to be something for you to do while you're listening to it. That's what that ride along series is about. And don't forget, my name's got two D's for a double dose of this goddamn wisdom, I'm be sure. And you, so, you know, check me out on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud with the number one. Now, the Down and Dirty Show is about what the hell you've been wanting for a long time, which is real answers to real problems that occur in the course of you trying to be down and dirty, have some money through having hoes. I mean, you know, I'm not no hustler, so I ain't finna tell you how to cut no dope up. I ain't finna tell you how to slick a motherfucker with some dice. You know, I talk about being a man on Ask Rosebud show, and I talk about this pimping on this motherfucking show. You just want real answers. Go ahead. What? What's up?
I got a question, Rosebud. I was on Facebook, man, and I'm looking at some of these things. One cat was saying, you know, I don't let none of my girls go on social media. None of my girls hoeing on social media. Then some cat says, well, I let mine hoe on dating sites. Is that pimping if you let your hoe use dating sites like Tinder and all that to catch tricks?
No, man. That's dudes that have wayward home, have a home for wayward girls. Because what I'm saying, that's part of the big overall. That's a really good question, man. What is pimping? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people today, just because you have a Camaro Super Sport and it goes fast as a motherfucker, they think they race car drivers. And they get the speed and then they turn over and crash and all this stupid shit. No, just because you have a fast car does not make you a race car driver. And simply because you have a broad that's willing to give you some money she sold pussy for does not make you a pimp. Period. A pimp is way past the money. The money is important. The money will always be prevalent in his mind, but his mind is actually so far past that money that his program has to be right in order for him to even accept the money. And that's where you guys
I see so many of these cats try to say the money, the cheese, the grind, the money that they're getting. It almost, now that you make that statement, it almost seems like they try to say just because they're getting the dough that it's pimping. Now, one cat was saying that if it's coming out of a hoe's ass, however it's coming out, it's pimping. But now that you say what you say, it ain't that general.
Hey, you gotta understand, man. Let's say I, Rosebud, am a real pimp, and I'm doing whatever I'm doing in view, in eyesight. Let's say you, and you're not a pimp, but you're watching and you're overhearing different things. So you heard me say, man, as long as that bitch get my money, I don't give a fuck what she do. That's going to be misinterpreted by you. You're going to hear that saying, you don't give a fuck. He's, motherfucker ain't supposed to give a fuck what the bitch do to get the money, long as she get the money. See, that's because people hear statements, hear sayings. You know, you can't lead a horse. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I mean, that's the same. And what I'm saying is, these people that's on the outside, they hear these sayings that pimps have, and then they try to utilize them for themselves. And they tell to him, as long as she gets the money and giving it to him, it's pimping. And he might be a little more specific and say, as long as it's coming out of her ass, it's pimping. But that's not pimping. Pimping is a way of life. Pimping is the way you live. Getting paid for that is one of the rewards or the perks of being a pimp. When you make it about the money, you be one of those pimps that be here today and gone tomorrow, because it's not about the money. Just like with any athlete, it's not about the money with them. Whatever baseball player, whatever football player, whatever basketball player, it's about the love of the game. And they know once they express the love of the game to a certain extent, money is going to come. So, of course, we're not professional athletes, so we can't wait for money in that regard. But we got to understand, when you become a pimp, you're not going to be getting money. Of course, you're going to be getting money that whoever paying you, but you have to actually become a pimp before that money is worth whatever that dollar value is. Because you can get $1,000 and never had $1,000 in your life and think you have some money. But if you didn't have $1,000 many times and fucked it off many times, you know $1,000 is not shit. So which one of you are right? The one that never had $1,000 and think $1,000 is everything, or the motherfucker that think $1,000 ain't shit? See, that's the game. The game lets you see yourself as who you are, because both motherfuckers are right. If you never had it, it is a lot. But if you had it 100 times, it ain't shit. That's just how you gotta think. You gotta understand both sides of every fucking coin. You understand what I'm saying, Trey?
Yeah, I got you. Just like you might have a quarter in your hand and you think it's a 50% chance on the flip, but actually it's 60-40.
Hey, shit, I'll tell you guys, I don't be running around asking for shit. I mean, if you've been following me for any amount of time, you know I want to do the shit myself. If I think of it, blah, 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 I can do it. I don't give a fuck. I don't care what I got to do to learn, blah, 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 I'm doing it. And I'm going to end up with a facsimile of what I wanted, or I'm going to end up exactly with what I wanted. And that's because I take what I want. I'm not a guy to ask for, you know, the shit I want. Hey, you know what? I got to get my fan. So, Trey, play something for a second, man, because I'm burning up in here.
All right. No problem, man. I got something for you right here.
All right, goddammit, I'm back. I'm back, you guys. Hey, so I want everybody to understand today that we're going to talk about something that we've talked about many times. but this is a little different. We're going to talk about the competitive nature. Excuse me.
The competitive nature, the agony of defeat.
Hey, we're going to talk about the competitive nature that's missing in a lot of us. A lot of us men. Now, I guess I'm going to just have to get right into it. But before I do, you guys can call in 657-383-0809. Call in. I do want to talk to you. I want to hear your thoughts on what we're going to be talking about. And, we just going to kick it tonight. The fucking Down and Dirty 101. Like I said, it's for dudes. It's for men who want to be or become pimps. They want to be better at pimping, or they want to become pimps. It's like a pimpology type show, the study of. Ology is used with any word. It basically means the study of. Now, when I actually started out trying to become a motherfucker, I'm talking about after pimping, I mean, it was a lot of shit that I had to overcome. I mean, you just don't know how my mentality was working against me to the extent that once I realized it, I realized I had to reprogram the way I think. And I had to do that in order to focus on the shit that I was doing now. See, because I'm fortunate enough to have been on both sides of the street, both sides of the coin. I was a hell of a pimp, and I am a hell of a man. And I do both those shows. Both those shows are different, but they're very similar. They're similar in as much as whatever it is, man or pimp, if you think it, you need to understand that your thoughts are prevalent to your safety and betterment, and you should do it. This is how I think. If I think it, I should do it. Because let me put it to you like this. Here I am, and I say, if you think it, you should do it. So if you think to walk in the middle of the freeway in traffic and don't want to get ran over, then that's kind of stupid. I know I wouldn't think anything like that. I know I wouldn't think anything that's going to put me in jeopardy. So with me knowing that I'm not going to think anything that's going to put me in jeopardy, I can say if I think it, I'm going to do it. Now, a lot of you say, well, man, shit, I can't say that because whatever. You can't say it because of whatever. See, but I don't have whatever in my vocabulary. I don't let that have any preference with me. So if I say it, I'm doing it. Because I know I'm not going to say nothing that I shouldn't be doing. I'm that confident in what I think. I'm that motherfucking confident in how I feel about what I think. Change is scary, but it can be a good thing, especially when it's promoted by achieving some new goal or your established goals. I have some questions tonight that I'm going to be asking, and I want you to answer the shit. And even after the show is over, I want you to ask yourself these questions. Because I'm telling you, answering shit truthfully, the very first time you have the opportunity to answer is what your objective is. You want to be able to do that. It's not that you can't. It's that you won't. You won't answer in like 1/4 of a second. You got to think about it so that you can dress it up for whatever your different shit is. I don't give a fuck. I didn't tell you guys before. I'm going to tell you again. It's not going to take me 1/10 of a second to answer and think through thoroughly any fucking thing you ask me. I mean, I've made this challenge before. I'm making it now. It's not a big deal. Punch one if you think you got something, man. I mean, it doesn't matter if I can answer it or not, but no, I can. What matters is
one.
That we kick it. Come on.
Would you ever pimp a hermaphrodite?
No.
You did answer that quick.
347-286, what's your first name? What's your question, bro?
Yo, what's going on, Rosebud?
Hey, what's happening? Who is this?
It's KD Stunts. How you feeling, brother?
KD Stunts. What's up, man?
Ain't much. Life is grand. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. Got a quick question for you, though.
Come on.
I had a buddy, a partner of mine, and he was saying that he was fucking with this broad, and she he was trying to get out on some pimping hoe shit. He said the bitch went out, came back the next day, and came in the morning, and she didn't have no bread except $15. And then, you know, the nigga, he got a little weed, and so she tried to buy a little weed off him. But he said, you know, he's about to beat the brakes off of her for going out and not bringing no money. What do you do with a situation like that when a female comes at you, she go out, come back, and then she try to give you some story about she ain't made no bread?
Hey, man, you guys. Okay, that's not you doing this, but your fucking friend. See, all of you, that's what's wrong with the game. When I was in the game, a weed seller sold fucking weed. A cocaine seller sold cane. Every once in a while, you'd meet one of those guys that did both. But what I'm saying is, in reality, you cannot do two things at once. So if this asshole friend of yours want to sell weed, how the fuck can he ask his brother to go risk her life? What I'm saying is this. If you a pimp, and you sending this fresh broad out, and you said to her, yeah, girl, I want you to get it tonight, you know this. You know, is dad, you down for me? I'm down. We about it. She said, okay, daddy, I'm going to go get it. Do you think she would go out and try as hard if she knew that you made money selling weed?
No, I don't think so.
So,
but,
what I'm saying is, okay, there's the but.
The reason I'm saying is, like, I mean, is what does one have to do with the other? I mean, if he's hustling on that end, that's how he got his little bread or whatever. I don't know. Like, I'm not really too sure. I'm just asking questions. So I'm in the dark. I don't know everything, brother.
I'm giving you the answer.
Get some clarity.
Hey, Katie, you did it before. I'm not going to bump heads with you. I'm giving you the answer. You want to stretch some other shit. What I'm saying is, if you a motherfucker that think you can sell weed and pimp bitches, then you're going to have bitches coming in because they didn't make no money tonight. Period.
Okay.
You don't
need, I can do that.
You don't see that. No, you don't.
No,
no you don't.
I see what you're saying. No, but I'm
what
trying to get to
saying?
My question.
What am I saying?
You're saying you got to have single focus on whatever it is that you're trying to do, and anyhow that you go ahead and try to serve two masters or two different things, that means you're not really dedicated to one or the other. It's one of them you're kind of giving up a half-ass effort to, if not both.
As saying your answer, I'm not going to say you're wrong, because you had a lot of what I'm talking about in it. But to take that long to give that answer lets me know that's just some shit you're saying. Because you cannot do two things. I mean, of course you can. You can be a race driver and a basketball player. You can do it. You can be professional. Michael Jordan was a baseball player and a basketball player professionally. But one of them, he sucked at. So what I'm saying is, once he's seen how much he sucked at it, he went back to where he didn't suck. Otherwise, even a very talented athlete can't do two things. Very few can. There is a such thing as a motherfucker that could do it. But they're far and few between. So my overall point to you, Katie, is your friend, just like all these other motherfuckers out here, is going through what faking gets you to. Faking gets you to the line, you're at the race, and you spark, but you can't finish. You know why?
Why is that?
Because just like you, KD, he don't know what to tell a bitch.
Well, that's what I was going to go to more or less instead of the faking. I would say that he just didn't know what to say to her. Because one of the other fellas that chimed in, he was like, yo, you should have smacked the shit out of her.
I'll just say it. You're a very good talker. But there's no way you would have had that as a question if you knew what to say before you asked it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have asked it the way you asked it. If you knew the answer, or if you knew what you should or he should have doing, you actually asked it. I ain't mad at you for asking it. I'm saying you can't say all that shit. You can say all that shit you're saying, but you ain't telling me shit.
Right. I'm not telling you nothing. I'm not telling you nothing.
For lack of better words, I don't want to call you a liar, but that's what you're doing because you don't think what you're saying now. You've gathered what you're thinking now from what we've been talking about. So what I'm saying, you're a quick thinker, and I see you fast on your feet, but you can't fuck with me, man. And I ain't saying you're trying to fuck with me. I'm not saying you're trying to fuck with me. I'm just saying you can't play word games with me. I'm too sharp. You know, and if you was honest, you would just tell me I was right.
If I was honest, but that's another day. No, you're right in many aspects, folks, but I just want to get to because that's what the fella is running to, because he went about to go ahead and just cold cock the ball and hit her.
Trey,
so like I don't
Trey.
Want like what's
hey,
the what's the answer
hey,
to that?
Katie, stop. Trey, do you hear how what
You're right.
Fuck
you
that.
Did say that.
Fuck that. Hey, do you hear how what I told him, he's just trying to play pass right now?
That is correct. He also said that he agreed with some of the stuff
No. Fuck all that, man. I'm not no some motherfucker. Tell me fuck me if you don't agree with me, or you do. Because what I'm saying is this, KD's son.
What's up,
son. You
tell me, brother.
Still, if you be honest, you still need the answer.
Not really, because you gave me the answer.
Wait.
I was asking for like an alternative or strategy.
I have schooled you. So, of course, you got some game from what I said. And sharp as you are, you definitely going to be able to spit. But watch what you say, motherfucker, because I'm on you right now. Because I know you didn't fucking believe what the fuck you saying now. So come on with that shit you finna say.
Alright, well, I don't really have nothing to say, man. I came to you, you answered the question, and
my request was fulfilled,
brother. What more do I need?
Trey, let me refresh your memory and Katie's stuff, because a moment ago, you said, yeah, but I still need to ask the question, and you wanted to ask it.
I did say that. You're right.
Okay.
Absolutely right.
Saying,
you're absolutely right.
What I'm saying is the truth of the matter is that you still have that same question you had initially, is what do you say to a brother in that situation that he's playing. So, Katie Stein, I'm only saying this to you because even though I've cussed you out once or twice or whatever, you keep fucking with me and I love you, man. You ain't no punk. But you're going to have to accept shit when it's in your face.
Indeed.
Okay.
Indeed, I understand.
Now I
understand what you said.
All right.
I had another question, but you done talked me out of it, though. You done talked me out of the question. I done forgot it, but you done filled my head up with all this information.
And non-confidence in yourself made you not want to answer it. Ask it. Because I didn't talk you out of shit.
Just no, ain't no doubt. I like that. I like
the things I said made you think two or three times about what you want to ask next. That ain't my fault.
Did I ask for that?
Katie Stunts, listen to me, man. This is why you motherfuckers need to understand some shit. I know you do shit on your own. I know you got shit going. You know, it's cool. And I ain't, you know, down to you at all. I love you. But what I'm saying is this. Motherfuckers can't fuck with me. Because I'm fucking with them on air, live, right now. I ain't got to go find nothing. I ain't got to use nothing. I'm going to use me to say every fucking thing I say and to prove every point I have. And this is the dope about me that a lot of the fuckers don't want to accept because they have opinions. And we know opinions are like assholes. Everybody got an asshole. But who,
hey, damn,
everybody, every motherfucker's opinion is not valuable enough to across the board work for multiple people.
That's a difference. That's a big difference. Big difference.
Yeah. And I just want you to understand, man, because I remember not the last couple of times, but a few times back, man, me and you had words, and I said all kind of shit. And, you know, you was mad at me. I'm mad at you, whatever. But I'm saying right now, man, I told you, I ain't going nowhere. And you see where you at, you fucking with me because you know I'm real. Fuck being mad at me. But you know what that do? That don't do nothing to show me you more real than I gave you credit for because motherfuckers fall out. Otherwise, weak-ass motherfuckers get a reason to fall out. Yeah, fuck that nigga. And, you know, not that you would do this, but I'm saying some motherfuckers go far enough to start posting shit on Facebook. That nigga a fake, a fraud. Just because I don't agree with him. You didn't do that. You let that come on my show, which if that's the case, can come across like I'm right. Then you didn't be no talk about it, man. I got to give you kudos on that. Period. I love that.
I appreciate that, brother. But respect, because I put that out towards you, even though with all the shit. But that's what it is, as you just said. Niggas do fall out when they have an opinion on a subject, and it does happen sometimes. Whatever, and it's not nothing that's end all be all. You know what I'm saying?
No. KD, you said that.
Hey, what's up, brother?
You said that wrong. Niggas do have differences of opinion. And when it comes to any individual's opinion, he's going to believe his opinion before he believes mine. And the same for me. And what I'm saying is that what men do. And once we realize we didn't have this falling out because of whatever opinion, we realized it wasn't big enough to make us fall out with each other. So we look past that shit, and we continue for the next day, man. That's what being a man is about.
Indeed. You know, you said a mouthful, and that's the whole thing. Because I just had a conversation. I was on the phone with this female earlier, and we were talking about that opinions thing, the same thing, and she threw the same line out there. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. But I was reading something you were saying. I don't want to hold you up too long, so I'm going to try to make it short as possible. But you were saying something about being opinionated, and is that being part of being a man, is that you have to have an opinion. So what I took that as, you can have opinions, but opinion with a – and you also said stuff about position, which means you have to take a position and you have to stand for something. Ultimately, you stand for
what
something.
Is the position you take, what is the position you take in yes. any situation based on?
What's best for me? What's the best move for me? What's the best move for me to do the right thing without, and also without leaving any.
Stop, man. That's how you guys lose bitches, man. You said whatever the fuck you said, and when I asked you what is your opinion based on, you wouldn't say it. Your position is based on your opinion. And that's all you got to say. Your position is based on your opinion of the situation. And if you say something like that to a bitch, if you say something like that to a bitch, she ain't going to challenge you. If you go into all that explanation type bullshit you was in, the bitch will find all kind of things to challenge you about. Everything you said was leaving opening for her opinion. You don't do that when you talk to a bitch. Tell the bitch what time it is, and that's that.
Well, I did notice this because during the conversation, anytime when I was talking with this bitch,
I'm gonna put you on hold, man. I ain't gonna talk no more, man. You coming up with too much?
All right, cool.
I'm gonna leave you in here. I'm gonna leave you on, so just in case you got something to say, but I want 786-930. What's your first name? What's your question?
Hey, it's LP, man. Hey, Bud, man. You tired of Bray wrestling, man? Hey, man.
No, I love the mental gymnastics that I have to go through at times.
I know, I feel you on that, man. Hey, Bud, man, I cost you the Ask Rosebud show because I told you about that.
You one of the guys. There you go. That's right. What's up, man?
Yeah. Man, what's going on with it, man? Hey, man, I had to really check that bitch, man, because, man, this hoe, my nigga, she talking like, you know, one thing, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, I don't like
this
bitch when a hoe.
Wait. This bitch is a bitch that had another motherfucker that was trying to tell you how he did it?
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, man, I had to check this bitch because she was trying to talk like a pimp, man. You know, she talk about something. Yeah, man, you know, you kill, you know, so I can knock you a hoe. You know, I'm like, hold up, bitch. Hoes don't knock hoes for pimps. You know what I'm saying?
Hold up.
Yo.
I don't want to hear a long story. I want to hear what the fuck you said verbatim to that goddamn bitch when she started talking like a pimp. She can knock you a whole blah, blah, blah.
I say, okay, I told her this. I say, yo, check this out. A pimp don't need no motherfucker's assistance from no goddamn hoe. Your job is to do the hoe. It's my job to do the pimping. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you out there on that motherfucking blade and, you know, you see a hoe that could, you know what I'm saying, be part of my program, you could tell about my name, then she could come proper. But other than that, bitch, you know what I'm saying, I don't need you to be doing no motherfucking knocking. You know what I'm saying? That's pimp talk. Let me do the pimping, and, bitch, you do the hoeing. And I left it like that.
Okay. But let me say something to you, bro. Listen to this shit.
Go ahead.
That motherfucking bitch put you in a position to where you defended yourself. What you said was not wrong. But the way you let it come out, the bitch had the best hand. What I'm saying is when a bitch start talking about whatever the fuck she knew, you supposed to tell that bitch, let's say, now I ain't going to say you got to do it like this, but you got to say something like, hold up, bitch. And the bitch stopped. Then you tell the bitch, I pimp for mine. If you going to hoe for yours, I know hoeing, you know, includes a bitch bringing a nigga a bitch. But I don't need you telling me shit about you can do things. I need you to do it like hoes do. And I'll pimp when you do it. And what I'm saying, when you go straight to the jugular vein like that, that bitch ain't saying nothing.
Yeah.
You shit talk bitch that you don't know. Because
if she heard you spit it like that, she'll say, okay, Dad.
Hey, Bud. Hey, check this out, man. So I was on the plane, right? and I'm chopping up with this P. Now this nigga been in the game for 10 years. He seemed like he was a veteran, and you know he popped it to me like he like, hey man, you know what I'm saying? Let that bitch not go. It don't even matter if the bitch coming with a bankroll. And I kind of disagreed with him because he kind of basically said like, you know, it's about the money, and you know I'm like, man, it ain't really about the money. It's about the bitch coming. It's about go ahead. What you gonna say?
Many motherfuckers out there that have game. So you gonna run into 30 times more motherfuckers that say stupid shit like that than you are gonna run into a motherfucker that's lacing you like me. So what I'm your job as the motherfucker you trying to be is to stand there and then you let because you can't expect motherfuckers to know what you know. And if you do expect that, then you already know you don't know shit. Because if you know what everybody else knows, you don't know shit.
Right. Yeah.
KD Stunts, you on the phone still? Okay, he might not be, so let me take him.
No, I'm right here.
Wait, hold on.
I didn't hear what you said, though. I went to go do something. What's up?
Okay, wait now. If you didn't hear, then you can't comment. Because me and brother
no
talking
problem,
about
brother.
Some shit. But
I heard the brother talking, but you said something, though.
No, what was brother talking about?
He was talking about how the broad tried to tell him how she can knock bitches for him and help him with his pimping. That's what she was talking about. She was like,
wait. You heard. That's good enough. Let me ask you this. Is that the same as a bitch coming, telling you she didn't get no money?
I kind of would put it in that category. Close to it, yeah. Because she's trying to use
the
her head to play some game. Same shit.
Wait. If was a baseball player, and you up the bat, and I threw you a pitch, and as it was approaching, you saw that it looked like something you could hit. Would you kind of want to hit it, or would you swing?
I saw that what? I'm sorry, but I didn't hear the full question, man.
If I was a batter and I was a pitcher and I threw you a pitch, and as it came to you, you saw that it was a pitch that you might want to hit.
Okay.
And it's only halfway there. By the time it got to you, would you swing or would you think about swinging?
Well, no, I thought about swinging as it was halfway there, you know what I'm saying? And I saw it. As soon as I assessed part of that it was even good enough for me to hit, man, I'm thinking of swing right away.
Okay,
I'm like,
but
saying,
what
I got to adjust my swing to go ahead and hit it.
And it looks good, but the curve, and by the time it gets to the plate, it ain't shit.
Well, shit, ain't nothing I could do about that shit. Wait for the next
shit. It is. And this is what I'm saying. You motherfuckers don't think shit through. Because what I'm saying, just because it looks good, don't mean it is good. So there's got to be a determining factor that you use. Halfway cannot be it. So you might have to use 3/4 of the way. You might have to think factor to react. But once you get used to doing it, you can do it. I'm not saying that this is what ball players do. What I'm saying is when a motherfucker have a decision to make about this game,
there's more than one way.
There is more than one way for you to see it, but there's only one way for it to be done, and that's your way.
Yeah, I knew.
That's your fucking way. And whatever the hell you think, you can't think like me, even though you respect me as a pimp, because I might be pimping on another plateau than you. You got to deal with your shit.
So we might pimp in different ways, but we all pimp according to the right way, you know.
You know what I'm saying? I agree with that. We all supposed to be, you know, pimping under the same way, but You know, the way these motherfuckers got it today is all fucked up, which is why we have this show. So the real motherfuckers.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, I told you. I forgot what your name was. LP? You told me your name last night. I said, motherfucker, you got to call me, man. You be kicking real shit. That's some live shit you kicking, man. I don't know how old you are. I don't know how long you've been in the game. But all I can say
I'm 32 years old, man. Yeah, I'm a young man. You know, I wish I had this show when I first started in this shit, because a nigga was mispimping like a motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't realize I knew I was kind of mispimping because, you know, the shit just didn't feel right. You know what I'm saying? When you really about this shit, you know when you motherfucking mispimping. That shit just don't feel right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't know I was mispimping until I'd been around some real pimping. And, you know, iron sharpens iron, man, you know. So that's why I say I wish a lot of P's on this show would really call up, man, because, you know what I'm saying, and kick with their experience, because I might go through some shit. I may not go through it now, but I might go through it, you know what I'm saying, as long as I stay down in this game, and I can really avoid and prevent certain situations just by, other people's experience.
What you're saying is so true. We could be talking about it today, and a motherfucker that's, you know, paying attention and listening could go through it 3 months from now. But because talked about it today, he going to have it to call on when he needs to think about something. And this is the dope about my show, man, because I'm fucking serious. And I'm not a motherfucking, you know, like you had these motherfucking bodyguards and actors and ex-pimps and all this. I'm not a motherfucker that's none of that goddamn shit. You know, I'm not. I'm not a motherfucking pimp, but I got hella fucking pimp about pimping because I really did pimp. So I'm not some
really
tender type motherfucker that's going to tell you some bullshit. I'm going to tell you some real shit about what me and you talking about right now in real time. You know, I was a pimp back in so-and-so, and now I'm acting, and I'm a bodyguard, and, man, come on, man, fuck all that goddamn. Not only that,
you know what I'm saying, niggas can actually get laced, you know what I'm saying, from a pimp, but niggas can get laced from a nigga who was a giant in the game, man, you know what I'm saying? And that's something that, you know, every Thursday, man, I don't give a fuck, man. I might see right now, I'm down and around right now, man. I stop what I'm doing. I don't give care if a bitch call me right now. I'm like, hey, bitch, we hit you right back, man. You know, because I'm tuned into the show, man, because I'm a student to this shit, man. I'm a student to the game, man. So, yeah, man, just keep this shit going.
Hey, let me tell you something, man, and all you guys listening, this is the absolute truth. Before I was a pimp, I was a fucking dope dealer. And the motherfucker that left me with the game of selling dope, also, inadvertently, he didn't know it, he laced me with how to be a pimp. And I did damn near verbatim what I learned with this motherfucker when I was turning out, because he was telling me how to be safe. He was telling me how not to turn into a junkie. You know, he was letting me know, man. You know, he told me, I'm selling shit. He said, man, if I ever hear you fucking with somebody else, you can't fuck with me. And I said, why, man? Because, you know, you can't. Because we supposedly had the best shit. But what I'm saying is the more I made myself adhere to those rules that this nigga had, the easier it was for me to be in them streets all those years, never having a job, selling every fucking thing, and never got a case. Because this nigga, I lived by what this nigga was saying. And what this nigga was saying was, you got to be a thinker. You just can't be out there. You know, it's too much shit going on for you to just be out there and think what you're doing is so cool. You got to think something is fucked up with what you're doing. And he used to tell us that about dope. Man, I used to sniff heroin, all kinds of shit. But he used to tell me, man, if you can't find something wrong with that dope, you better leave that dope alone. because you're going to end up locking that dope, and you're going to get hooked on that dope. And I'm saying that makes hella sense. In all my years in the game, I didn't like cocaine. I liked it because I used it, but the bad thing about it was I couldn't eat and I couldn't stand daylight when I was using it. That was my negative about it. And that kept me from using it every day because I would use it, and then when it get daylight, damn, I got to go home and relax. You know, I'm not going to start all over the next night. All this shit inadvertently made me the motherfucker I am today, man. And I love that motherfucker. His name is Melvin Wells. Melvin Wells Sr. And I love him for what he taught me about dope. You know what? He told me, a motherfucker, you'll never know he's not if he got money and a connection. And he told me, the reason not to go out and buy the shit from the people, because I give it to you to where you can cut it. When you get it from them, it's already cut. So you, anytime you sniff the cut, that's what fucking hooks you. The purer the drug, the less addictive it is. It's the impurities in it that hooks you. This motherfucker schooling me on this shit. And I'm listening to this shit, and I'm realizing, because I'm telling you, every few weeks, no more dope. You can't get shit. I'm a fuck. You can't get. Nigga, I need to get. Nah, you can't get shit. 5 days, you can't get shit. And he used to tell us, if you can't quit, then you're going to be hooked. And you know, you'll use that kind of dope, heroin, cocaine, whatever. 3 days, that shit is in your system. You know, and you got to really be strong. And I didn't realize it then, but I thought the nigga was trying to control me. But what I learned after I got in the street and I started applying it to me getting high, I realized he was giving me game that dope dealers have. I just turned into a pimp, and I used it. Because I never did shit 2 days in a row. You know, I had all kind of, I ain't going to do the shit in the daytime. You know, I had all kind of little things, little quirks about this shit I took through it. And that's game, man.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm a man.
LP.
Yeah.
Hold on. KD, are you still there?
Yeah, but I'm here.
Listen. I'm talking to you as I'm talking to this brother. Because what I'm saying is, the shit that you be thinking, I mean, it's not wrong unless you let it do what you let it do, and it prevents you from making a move. You gotta think what you think and make that move. You gotta do it. Wrong. It does not have to be right every fucking time. It can be the most fucked up thing that you did. But the reason you gotta do it is because you thought it. And you ain't gonna never do what the fuck you think unless you can fuck up. You know, doing what you think winning is not shit. You gotta do what you think after what you thought is a fuck up. That next
damn, but I can't even say nothing now because I wanted to say something about that, but all you gonna say is, well, you just thought that because I said it. But now, damn, nigga, shit. Because I was just gonna say, man, like, really, I'm really been applying what you just said and trying and bringing it into me to
stop
for
right
it to
there.
Be that way.
Stop right there. And tell the audience, what do you mean when you say applying what I just said?
Well, applying it means that going out there and actually seeing and seeing it, seeing where the fuck up is. Like, you know, at first I was having a conversation and I was dealing with that with a certain situation that's fucked up. And I said, listen,
this is the way that I'm thinking this and I feel this. Now, it could be right or wrong or whatever level, but the whole thing is I'm willing to go down with it if it is wrong because that's what I'm thinking I'm feeling. So I will go ahead and
stop.
Yeah.
Do you know why that was so fucking weak?
I don't know. You could tell me, though, because I ain't thinking about weak shit, but okay. You can tell me.
Hey, listen. If that shit you said was really you, you would have fought.
Wouldn't have to play.
All that shit in like a half a second, and you wouldn't explain none of that goddamn shit to whoever the fuck you were talking about. And you would have let them deal with the cards as they were. But by explaining in hell all the
trying to convince.
I hear that, and that's what I'm trying to stay away from. That listen, I see it here and there. So y'all all pointing out some situations that I've seen that I looked at. It was like it's kind of false, but I'm still trying to work on my arm and build it up. You know what I'm saying? Rome wasn't built in a day.
Stop. Let me ask you this.
Hey, what's up, bro?
You drive the car. You go across the bridge. You see, look like this fucking bridge is broke. Half of the bridge is right there. Now, you might go a little closer to make sure. You saw the bridge wasn't there. Would you go across the goddamn bridge?
If I thought a bridge wasn't there, would I go across it?
Yeah,
if I thought it wasn't there, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I'd have to have some thought that would give me something to make me feel like, okay,
so
whatever,
I'm
going to go for it.
Let me just say this to you. That's how clear, how plain it is when it comes to you accepting what you think. You either know there is a bridge for you to go across because you're going that way,
mm-hmm.
or you know it's not. And whenever you start wondering about what you think, is it right or wrong, then there is no bench. And you're basically making a decision knowing there's no bridge for you to go over. So that decision on its print is a false decision. And I'm not saying what I'm saying is the exact way you need to think of this,
uh-huh.
but what I'm saying is the clearest way for you to see your decisions are more, your decisions about your life is more important than my decisions about your life. Now, of course, you know your life better than I know your life, but something I say can actually help your life. That's not my decision. That's not something I thought of because I knew you was going to be listening and I said to help you.
Mm-hmm.
It's your decision to choose that jewel. It's your decision to choose that nugget. It's your decision to use that nugget for what it is meant to be. And unless you are comfortable with what the fuck you think or what you choose, you won't do that. You'll ask questions. Even though I'm talking to Katie's son, I'm talking to you too. Because what I'm saying is, it's never a question about what to do in this game. If it is a question, it's because you got so much game, you have choices. So the question is, which choice will I choose? There is never a question. Katie and LP, I want y'all to both understand that. And I want you to both understand this. You do notice, Katie, that I asked you to stay on. I asked you because I didn't know what LP was going to talk about because at first I didn't know he was one of the guys I told to call back. But I told you to stay on because I knew what I was going to be talking about to him was going to be answering hella shit, KG, that you did that. And LP, it's going to be clarifying hella shit that you did that. And we talked about it. But as we continued the conversation, it became clear. I'm sure. Can I get a confirmation? Is that correct?
Correct on my side, sir.
Yes, sir.
What I said is this
that's how game gets sold.
Hey, this only serves to show that you can trust my black ass. You do not have to worry about me talking shit. You do not have to worry that since I'm talking shit and I'm like hating on you, then I'm gonna give you some false information. Man, I am past all of shit. And of course, if you got a question and you have a position, stand firm to it. And once you see me kill it, if I kill it, because once I see I don't kill it, I'm going to tell you, man, that's a strong position. Trey, you didn't hear me do that. I do it. I'm not like, I got to be right. It's just that, you know, I mostly think I'm right. And when I deal with people like you two, KB stands for the reason I explained to you, and LP for the reasons that I explained to you, both of you motherfuckers was dope to me tonight. You know, you was just dope. KD, you don't know how strong it is to actually be offended and then try to act like you weren't. You know, act like it didn't ever happen. So, I know what you did in that. In LP, to really expose the shit that you might not know, even though it could be basic shit, just let me know, just like you said, you know, when you started out, you just wish this shit was here. Because if it was here for you back then, you would really know the shit now. But you know what, man? The shit is here for you now. Soak that shit up, and instead of taking you 4 months to utilize it perfectly, it's going to take you about 4 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you have been in the game so long.
Hey man, this show definitely be way. This shit not only be motivating my pimping, man, it be waking up my pimping too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you ever notice my calls, like, I really ain't got a question because most of the time I usually handle the situation. I just be calling to see how you would handle the situation. I just get game from that.
Check this out. Don't fucking ever say that shit like that again. Say exactly what you said, mean exactly what you meant, but just say, I just be wanting to run by you what the fuck I did. You don't give a fuck what I did. Yeah, but what I'm saying, you don't give a fuck what I did. You give a fuck what you do. And what I'm saying is, like you said what you said, which was totally correct.
Hold on, what I'm saying was
you never want to give somebody too much power. You want to always be perceived as driving the car, even if you're on a track that you can't steer unless this motherfucker says, okay. You still
not going to drive the car unless you want to drive it.
Even though whatever I said, what you were saying was totally right. Totally fucking right. So, I love this shit. LP, I hope you call in every Thursday. I don't care what you got to say. Hey, KD Stunt, I was, to tell you the truth, having some sort of reservation about your calls. I didn't recognize the number, even though it's probably the same number. I didn't recognize it. And we got the kick in it, and I see you the same motherfucker I always thought you were. You know, which is you cool. I just remembered we had that big old fall out. So I just want to, you know, keep reliving that bullshit. but I see you didn't need me, so fuck that shit, man. Fuck that shit.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's all about what we do from our own, man. And I'm going to put both of y'all back in. I got several things that I need to say about being competitive that I have not even started saying. Which, I love that, because that means we've been kicking some real shit. You know, in today's world of media, big business and the public in general, I mean, that three things have done all of this combined power to remove all of the macho out of living in America as possible. They wanted to be so asexual. Otherwise, asexual means no sex. It's like Ken and Barbie dog. Ken ain't got a dick, Barbie ain't got a pussy. Asexual. They don't want you bragging in sports. They don't want you showing off your skills, talking shit. Everything that has helped a man mature and be assertive has been bred out of the young black ass motherfucking boys. These, not black, I take that back. Out of the boys, period, these days. Everything my father, me, my uncles, everything we did to become a man, and everything we did as parents, raising boys into men, was deemed ineffective. And not only ineffective, it's wrong. So let's get this straight. They're saying it's okay for your son to want to just take. Otherwise, he's playing kickball in second grade, and they keep him score, but it's okay for him to just play. He shouldn't want to win. That's some fucking shit if I ever heard it. We were taught. I mean, even girls were taught when I was a kid to do or be competitive in this way. But when I was a kid and before me, that type of emphasis was put on the son. And me, my dad, his dad, we was taught to raise boys who understood losing was not something to accept. Now, women, you can be a woman. And you can actually be my daughter. And came home and come up, well, Dad, I didn't really care. I just wanted to play. I wouldn't really go off on you, but I would tell you, ain't that a bitch? Why would you want to just play? You got to want to win. Well, Dad, I don't really care that much. Okay, baby. I ain't going to pressure her. Because I don't think like that for her. What I'm saying is that when the women got a foot in the door to their rights, which if we men wouldn't have been keeping them from having their rights, they would have never had to put their foot in the door to get their rights. And none of this goddamn shit that I'm going to talk about would have been fucking happened. But since these peckerwoods, these white men that started this goddamn United States, thought women wasn't shit. You know... It was fucked up. And when women got their foot in the door to show that they are valuable or viable as far as production, That fucking door was broke down by all of this gay shit too. Women didn't really do it or want equal pay or whatever they started out wanting to hate men or promote homosexuality. I'm sure they were, you know, women who sucked pussy back then. But what I'm saying, that's not what they were doing. They just wanted equal pay. Of course, women want and deserve equal pay for equal work. But they took it, not all women, and I'll explain this to you. But some of the women took it to the point that they denied their sons their birthrights to being male. Of course, these women weren't the boogeyman or the devil. And I'm not saying they did this shit because they wanted to castrate boys, or I ain't saying none of that goddamn shit that all you motherfuckers want to be talking about other than what the fuck I'm talking about. Now, let's say beginning 40 years ago, slowly, 40 years ago, this is 2015, 40 years ago, I guess that's 1975. Actually, even before that, 45 years ago, 50 years ago, when that women's lib shit started, it was like a slow thing, but so with each new generation of boys, each new generation of boys born from, let's say, 1963 or 4, less and less emphasis was being put on being a man when that young boy grow up. And more emphasis was being put on being a good person. And now you got to understand what I'm saying. You know, when we grew up, we had to be a man and a good person. And emphasis was put on both qualities. You got to be a man, boy. Boy, you're supposed to take care of that. That's your responsibility. All was one thing. But you motherfuckers let them packages define this shit. Now, the confusion is really rampant. So, less and less was being put on being a man, and more and more was being put on being a good person. Now, your mothers, now, this is unintentionally. You got the conscious and the subconscious in your mind. The conscious is what you think, hey, I'm going to go get a drink of water. The subconscious is what happens when you say you want to go get a drink of water. You want to go get a drink of water, but as soon as you pass the bathroom, you got to go pee. Your subconscious mind, you just turn in there and go pee. So, I said that so you can understand what I'm saying. Your mothers were not consciously getting back at all the men that they felt was like, you know, did dirt to them. They were subconsciously being made to do what they're doing, and they were trying to protect future women from dudes like your father, raising you to not have nuts when it comes to women getting their just dudes from you. They're not saying, hey, I want you to be punk son when you grow up. But they saying, when they see you they grow up, they'll tell you, hey, boy, get up and go get for her. Now, if I got up and went to get it because she was a deserving woman, the boys, did they do it because their mothers told them to do it. made him do it. Your mama raised you saying you had to be a good person, even though you were dealing with a fucking bitch. She didn't say, son, you have to be a good guy, even though you're dealing with a fucking bitch. She would say something like, son, you got to be a good guy, you know, to all women. They deserve it. You know, they're queens. You can't be mad at your mother or your father. Whether they were missing when you needed them or not. The blame stops at that motherfucking mirror. And you the fuck better understand that. I know all kind of goddamn havoc has been made you whatever fucked up family you are. As much as I love my family, them motherfuckers are fucked up. But I love them. I know them. I don't care. As soon as you fucking recognize that dude in the mirror, you blame his motherfucking ass for all of your shortcomings. And you tell that fool it's up to him to change it. Man, this show is about not calling women bitches, per se. But you got to be able to identify tendencies, and you got to know how to deal with them motherfuckers when you do identify them. This show is even about turning those fucking identified bitch traits that you recognize in fucking women and dudes to your benefit. Knowing shit is half the battle. Knowing where and when the bitch tendencies occur, combined with having the knowledge that you know how to deal with that shit, will change your persona. Trey, you feel me? That's some real shit.
Yeah, man. Change your persona.
Dudes like you are very passive because of your lack of knowledge about women. Okay, I put all these goddamn MP3s out, all kind of ways to see and recognize different kind of goddamn bitches. Oh, fuck. You know, I can't pay for that. So I'll buy this bitch a dinner and a whole bunch of goddamn drinks and just give her a ride home. Man, whatever. Do your thing, motherfuckers. I got all kind of shit to tell you about all kind of bitches, all kind of ways to catch, all kind of motherfucking things to think, all kind of... Never mind. Trey, what was you going to say, man?
I was going to say they already paid for it 10 times with those all those dinners and wasted meals, and thanks for the lunch, and thanks for the dinner, and talk to you another time, and I'm busy.
Hey, Trey. You didn't have to say all that. All you had to say was they already paid for it all them times they came home by their goddamn self. Because that's the bottom line. No matter what, dinner, movies, a show, whatever, the motherfuckers be coming home by their self.
Strip
See,
club.
Lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. In most cases, breed genuine lack of confidence. I mean, they are hand-in-hand traits in all insecure men, no matter what race, no matter what profession. Check this out. See, I'm past just talking shit. I have ways to show you what I'm talking is right. I talk hella shit. Then you can say that motherfucker always talking all that goddamn shit. But if you fuck with me, you know I'm a motherfucker that shows you what I'm talking about. And I'll tell you, all you need to do is this. think about something you know a lot about and tell me you are not confident when it comes to explaining it or doing it. Somebody, huh? What? Oh, okay, everybody. Yeah, I'm just saying. Lack of confidence is a fucking disease. And it'll rot your fucking ass from the inside out. Let me sound like somebody. Oh, no, that was Facebook. 9. Oh, shit, I got a couple motherfuckers. 909. What's up with the 9?
Yo, I wanted to ask you about what you were saying about competition. How you feel about pimps not letting their hoes date Black Trick?
Well, man, I had white bitches, and them motherfuckers damn sure didn't date no Black Trick. And I'm not saying if I had black bitches, I would let them do it. What I'm saying is I'm more inclined to say, fuck a motherfucking Black Trick. But at the same time, there's a lot of Black Tricks. So you gotta judge that for yourself. Why, you got white bitches?
Nah, I got white bitches right now.
What you got, black bitches?
Well,
you don't have no bitches. So why the fuck you
have this little Hispanic hoe?
Well, what they got to do with a black or a white bitch?
That's that backstage shit, man.
No, with a black trick.
I know
you
said a black trick. You said a black trick. I know. But what I'm saying is what that got to do with a black or a white bitch. Because it seems to me if it had something to do with color, you would start with your bitch.
Nah, it ain't me or nothing like that. I just hear that a lot out here, these niggas saying, oh, they don't want their hoes dating black trick.
Because they ain't got no motherfucking game. You don't and tell a bitch she ain't. You ain't telling a bitch that she's supposed not. Well, I definitely told them not to date black motherfuckers. But I told them something like, baby, you know, the average black motherfucker ain't got what the average white motherfucker got. Or whoever other trick. Plus, niggas don't be wanting to motherfucking buy no goddamn pussy. Plus, when a nigga motherfucking starts fucking, you know, he ain't thinking about, you know, what he wants your legs all up in the air. So you don't want to go through all that because you can't control niggas. Now, I tell him something like that. You know, not that they ain't cool because plenty of niggas done paid me plenty money. But you got to let them understand what's wrong with dating niggas. And it ain't that they black. It's just that different things go with fucking with niggas.
that's that backstage shit when they looking for hoes online. The hoes, all their ads say, I don't fuck with niggas.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I mean, you know, it's like, it's like the fuel racing car. A racing car driver, and then that motherfucker say, yeah, man, I'm a racing car driver, but I don't really go on track. You're a racing car driver on the computer at home. You ain't got to go on track. Hey, I'm just saying, man, this shit real. We ain't on no goddamn backstage perfect world type shit. Because that ain't what the game is, brother. That's why you bet not send no bitch out there. Because you get her killed. The game is not a perfect world. Like backstage. Oh, this perfect ass trick. You know, you can go over there and because he gave you all this information, you can put your guards down. That motherfucker killed you so fast. Excuse me, man. My fucking ass got the recap. What I'm saying is, game will protect you and all that shit.
Somebody got a window down or something.
No, that's probably 909. That shit happened where you at 909, right?
Yeah. Police.
Yeah. But I'm going to put you back in because I got 202 I got to get to. 202, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, bud? So pretty much, man, I heard you talking earlier about, you know, doing two things at one time. And that's what actually I was talking a lot about today with my peoples. And, you know, I found myself, you know, I believe in the game. You know, in terms of the pimping, that's in my family. I'm not a PI. I just, you know, I love learning. But in terms of business, because I know you, Trey, y'all got businesses that y'all do, you know, and also for the P's out there who are in a position where they might be believing in it. Like, people ask you all the time, you know, I'm working and not getting the results yet. In my case, I'm getting results. I'm seeing good things, but I still find myself where I don't have the – I'm not on the other side yet where I can talk about everything and my knowledge is showing proof yet. I don't got the cars and crib yet. But I find myself dealing with people attacking me in terms of, oh, you don't have this or that yet. So, you know, I just want to get some advice on, you know, I have an option where I could get a job, where I could do something to help leverage my business or what I'm doing. But then will that distract me? You know, because I see people try to say, oh,
hold
I'm going to
get
the money
hold
first
hold
and get
up,
a job.
Hold up,
you know?
Hold up,
mm-hmm.
Hold up. Check it out, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to make some decisions when you fucking doing something. The first decision is, do you really want to do it? Okay, let's say you really want to do it, and you're going to do whatever it takes to do it. Then the next decision is, fuck people. You can't listen to what people, their ideas. They're not spending a dime. They got so much to say about what you're doing or what you're not doing, but they're not doing shit for themselves. Now, it'd be different if these motherfuckers was rolling in new cars and got all this shit, you know, going for them, and they say, man, you ain't doing this and you ain't doing that. You might even say, well, man, shit, maybe I could do it. These motherfuckers are telling you that shit don't even have a car themselves.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, what
exactly.
am I telling you? No, fuck exactly. What am I telling you?
Pretty much, you're basically saying, man, people are going to just fucking talk. You know what I mean?
Bruh,
you know, now
stop.
Mm-hmm.
No, stop. That's not what I'm saying. I already said to you what I'm saying. Fuck people. You got to believe in yourself and whatever it is you believe in as far as what you're talking about. It ain't got to be pimping hoes. It can be whatever the fuck you are talking about. But all these questions, all these wondering, that's because you're letting other people determine what you should think. Because that's the only time you're going to have a question, bruh, is when you ain't thinking something that you're supposed to think. Because when you're thinking what you're supposed to think, you're going to have answers. And if you have a question, it's like a legitimate question, you know, about growth. You don't want to ask no questions. Your question is more about being a man, whether you believe it or not. Because you thought of it. You see it. It would be different if you was blindfolded. If you were sitting somewhere and they was telling you what was going on, you would have to ask questions. Well, should I go? You don't know because you're blindfolded. Bro, your eyes are open. You got all the information you need to think and make a decision based on what you want. And then I would say go for it and motherfuck the consequences.
Okay. Yeah, because the question I'm wondering.
Wait a minute, listen. I have not won every time I've done something. I have lost big time on shit that I thought about, you know, fully, that I was, you know, totally confident that I was doing the right thing, and I like lost damn near everything. And it never stopped me, man. It just made me think of something else to do. Okay, I fucked up on that. God damn it. Other than that, I'm dirty because
I'm out. Yeah, man, I got a question, caller.
Mm-hmm.
How does a blind man know that he wiped his ass correctly?
Good question.
No, I'm not. No.
I never heard of
that. Fuck that. Let me give you the answer. How does a blind man know he wiped his ass correctly? Because by feel, he know that motherfucker is clean.
Right. He knows it.
Yeah. Exactly.
He knows
it. Hey, so the answer is he knows it. He knows it. Hey, bro, what we say to you and our point that we making is if you don't believe in you, who the fuck do you expect will believe in you?
Definitely.
All right,
you know
Trey.
What I mean?
Trey, this is a good show, man. I'm putting you back in, Carla. This is a good show, man. I mean, if you want to take him out with a little music, cool. It's already, you know, I ain't doing the overtime. I don't do overtime because I put in too much time.
Yeah.
Not too much, but I put in full time doing what the fuck I do. So, you know, if you want to, you know, take it out with a little music, you can. If not, man, we setting off. I'm ready to roll.
I'll ride him out with something for a little couple seconds and then, We can call it a day. Matter of fact, I think we should roll them out with the pledge.
With the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to this game that we pimps display across America. And to the daily payment which we demand from our hoes and suckers searching for gains, a whole nation wondering how the fuck we do it, taking liberty, fucking justice, and straight lace with no chase pimping, y'all.
Trey, we out.